WUKY's Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine has the support of the Pain Treatment Center of the Bluegrass. The Pain Treatment Center specializes in acute and chronic pain management to help people live a pain-free life. More information at pain-ptc.com.
WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
When physicians and other healthcare professionals communicate and network, patients benefit. I recently spoke with my colleague and friend, Dr. Naveen Rajagopalan, professor of medicine at UK and director of the Gill Heart and Vascular Institute Affiliate Network, about the network and how it benefits patients throughout Kentucky. Naveen, thank you so much for talking with me today. I was intrigued by an article I read in UK Now about the Gill Affiliate Network and was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about that and how that works to bring cardiovascular care to all Kentuckians.
Thanks, Greg, and it's a pleasure to be with you today. You know, I think over the years, the team at UK and particularly in the Gill Heart the Gill Heart Institute have been working to try to improve the cardiovascular program at UK. We've brought in several doctors over the years to enhance programs such as structural heart disease and heart failure, electrophysiology, and in general cardiology, so that patients do not have to leave the state of Kentucky in order to receive optimal cardiovascular care. As we all know, though, many patients do not live near Lexington, and it can be quite a burden for them to travel to UK. So over the years, we've developed a network, which officially started in 2014, where we collaborate with with community hospitals to help enhance the cardiovascular programs at those hospitals. So we do this in a number of ways. We offer educational programs and training programs. We give these hospitals access to our protocols, access to our physician experts to help answer questions, to help these hospitals develop their cardiovascular programs. And as we know, every hospital is different. We work with hospitals that are large. We work with hospitals that are small. So we really tailor our network to work with each individual hospital to really enhance what they have to offer for their local community. This affiliate network started in 2014, and it has now grown to include 18 hospitals throughout the state.
You know, you mentioned something that I think a lot of folks who perhaps have lived a long time or all their lives in the greater Lexington or Louisville areas don't realize is there are parts of our state that it can take, you know, 4 hours to reach Lexington from or longer. This seems like it's really filling a wonderful niche to make folks who are probably anxious enough already not to have to navigate, you know, interstate and other highways and then, park somewhere and navigate the maze of a place that's just not known to them.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah, so throughout the years, I've traveled throughout the state, and you're right. You know, a place may look very close on the map, but when you travel there, it can often take 2 to 3 hours. And for a lot of our patients that are suffering from significant health problems, this can be quite a burden. I think here at UK, we like to think of medicine as a team sport. As we all know, you know, the real world is very competitive. Oftentimes, doctors, you know, are hesitant to send their patients to an academic center because they're afraid that the patient won't come back to them or they won't know what's going on. And I think the one thing I'm proud of that we here at UK have tried to do is instill this culture of collaboration with community hospitals. So our goal is always that we provide feedback back to referring physicians if patients need to come to UK, and that those patients always go back to their local cardiologist, because we know that if those patients get sick, they need to go to their local hospitals to receive care. And, you know, the whole state will win if we can work with those hospitals to help to improve the care that those patients can receive at their community hospital.
Well, and you brought up something a moment ago. You said you had been traveling across the state in a completely different context today. I was talking with a retired police commander about homicide detectives and medical examiners and the work we do. And one of the recurring themes was it's really the personal relationships between medical examiner, prosecutor, defense attorney, judge that really makes things flow. And it sounds like in clinical medicine, really the same principle applies. It's this boots on the ground, you going to different counties, meeting with primary care providers, cardiologists, and establishing those relationships that really ultimately benefit the patient.
Yeah, I think that's a key point of how our affiliate network has been successful. Not just myself, but a lot of us here at UK, we have the cell phone numbers of primary care physicians and cardiologists throughout the state. And really, those doctors don't feel that it's a burden to call one of us and to ask us, you know, a simple question or, hey, you know, we're having this issue at our hospital. How did you help solve this at UK? You know, our administrators here at UK, oftentimes we'll talk to administrators of these community hospitals and try to, you know, problem solve issues together. Because oftentimes what we've been dealing with at UK is the same thing that other hospitals have been dealing with. And it's kind of this mentality of we're all in it together. And so I think, really it goes back to this culture of cooperation that we're really trying to install because, the cardiovascular health in the state will only improve if we're all working together and not competing with each other.
Naveen, is there anything we haven't touched on before we part that you'd like our listeners to know about the network?
One of the things that I'm really hoping to emphasize in the future, which we've done here at UK, but I think we certainly have a role to expand that, is our is patient education. I've spent a lot of time talking about education to hospitals and to doctors, but I think, our affiliate hospitals throughout the state are really interested in improving healthcare in their communities. And the best way one of the ways that we can do this is with enhancing patient education programs, with health fairs, with patient information materials. Unfortunately, because of COVID-19, a lot of things like community events have been put on the back burner, but hopefully in the next few years we can really develop that more fully, because I think the only way we're going to improve cardiovascular health in Kentucky is to tackle the risk factors. These include identification of diabetes, high blood pressure or hypertension, tackling the obesity epidemic, and really by focusing on these risk factors, we can really improve the health of Kentuckians throughout the state.
My thanks today to Dr. Naveen Rajagopalan, Professor of Medicine and Director of the Gill Heart and Vascular Institute Affiliate Network at UK, for talking with us about the network and how it benefits patients throughout our Commonwealth. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.